Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're having a great visit with a new friend. Hopefully, we'll soon become an old friend. Bob Beaupre, ladies and gentlemen, former Republican member of the Congress from the great state of Colorado, the 7th District there. He's the author of Return to Values, the editor-in-chief of the e-magazine, A Line of Sight. Bob, tell us how we can find you online.
A Line of Sight, all of it one written as one word, S-I-G-H-T, site, alineofsight.com. And we put out a monthly issue. I blog almost daily. I've got 100 other contributors that write for me. So there's a lot of information there, and all we need is your email address on the homepage to get you on the list.
Alineofsight.com. Check it out. And the book is called A Return to Values. Bob, when you what's your political future? You going to run again?
Well, I'm certainly not closing that door. You know, there's not always that many options, but if I can serve this country and can move the ball down the field, as I describe it, I try to right the ship that's listing pretty badly. If I can do that in elective office and it makes sense, my wife and I are willing to step forward again. But as you mentioned with Steve Forbes earlier, there is a lot of ways to affect the national debate, the dialogue, and move the needle. Mm-hmm. That don't require elective office. So I'm going to just continue to do what seems to make sense for the moment, and if that means running someday again, we're willing to look at that.
What do you think are the chances? Well, let me ask you this question: Who is the Obama administration, the Obama campaign's biggest nightmare? Who's their biggest concern of the candidates? Who are they the
Mitt
most
Romney.
Worried about? They're really the most worried about Mitt.
Yeah, and they said that it's probably 2 months ago now when Mitt looked like the front runner. Still, I think in most people's minds, in spite of some polls that suggest it's now Newt. I think most people still believe it's Mitt's race, and he'll be the
because of his influence with independents.
With his independence, he's got a national team. He's got the ability to make the money or to raise the money, and we all know that he's got the personal wealth to double down a bit.
The other candidates don't really have the organization. That's one of Gingrich's problems, isn't it?
Huge problem for Newt. Newt is one of the smartest guys. He's always the smartest guy in the room, it seems, and we don't doubt that. Great idea, man. Articulates the message extremely well, but. Virtually no organization on the ground, no team around him. Newt is pretty much a one-man shop. That's a pretty significant one-man, I'll grant him that. But he's also got some liabilities. I mean, Newt is as establishment as you get, and much of his political past is wrought with a few wrinkles, we would say.
There's
stuff that's not very attractive.
So you think, in addition to Romney being Obama's biggest concern, do you think he's the guy to beat Obama?
Yeah, I think so. And frankly, for your audience, I think there ought to be some degree of hope and satisfaction in that. He's had an enormous amount of experience in the private sector in business and.
I like the fact that he's made payroll more than once.
Well, and it's something that doesn't get much attention that I saw firsthand from the vantage point I had in Congress. You know, a president's a big deal. I won't minimize that. And you certainly need a leader, an experienced hand, somebody that can make decisions. But something about Mitt that I think is very encouraging. He has always been able to attract great talent. Put them in the right places, and then somehow get the best out of them. One of the great concerns I've got, disappointments with this president, is given his lack of experience, he doubled down by adding to it. He brought in a team that had never been in the private sector, and yet everybody knew, and he admitted his number one job was going to be to right this economy and create jobs again. And there wasn't anybody around that could find a job with both hands.
Yeah, Yeah, it's going to be an interesting, probably the most interesting year, this next one, from a political standpoint, in my lifetime. What do you think?
Yeah, as a politician, you always seem to be caught saying this may be the most important election of our lifetime. But this one, I think, actually is the state of economy.
This one actually is. Hey, Bob, give us the website quickly one more time.
A Line of Sight, SIGHT, alineofsight.com.
Sign up for his e-zine, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called A Return to Values. Bob, will you come back another day? We got a lot more to talk about.
I'd love it.
Thank you for being here.
I'd love it. I love talking to you, and I especially like talking to your audience.
I appreciate that. Bob Beaupre, ladies and gentlemen. B-E-A-U-P-R-E-Z is how you spell it, but it's pronounced Beaupre. He'll be back another day. I will be too, but not today. In fact, I'll be back tomorrow. It's Thanksgiving. I'll be doing my 15th live Thanksgiving Day show right here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.